What I saw was a chest of a person with a robe, and I heard the words, put your hand in and pull it out, and it was leprous. Now put your hand and put it back in. So then, and then it said that there is criticism against leadership, and that the camp is leprous. It has leprosy in the camp. There's leprosy in the camp. And I really didn't get anything else, but I went looking in the Word. And I came upon, you know, the keywords in your Bible, and I came across Miriam. Now, I did find out that Moses was the one that was the second sign before he was to go. The Lord was showing him signs to go. And he's the one who put his hand in and it was leprous. But I was just quickened about Miriam and Aaron murmuring against Moses, who is the leader. And even though they were talking about why he married the Ethiopian woman, but it says, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? So it's not just complaining, well, you're not feeding us proper food. It is a specific type of criticism against leadership. And that's all I got, you know. And I'm going, it seems incomplete, but I will lay it out before the leadership, you know. And last night, I'm wide awake at 3:00 in the morning, and I'm seeking the Lord. And I'm going, well, Lord, why did you show me the part where Moses put his hand in and out, and not the cloud descending upon Miriam as an example of this leprosy in the camp? Like, she was put outside the camp. Once the Lord said you were speaking against leadership and the leprosy was on her, and she had to go outside the camp for a day. And also what struck me was that they were unable to move forward or leave until she was brought back in. But what I got last night, only God can speak this, was that the hand that moves against the heart of leadership will become leprous. But it takes the heart of leadership to make it clean. And it just, that's the word. And it's just like the restore, the heart of the leader. Even though Moses was so spoken against, it was the leadership of Moses and that cried out for mercy. And so that's the word. And so we're to cry out for those that have in the past, whether it's been us criticizing. Maybe you've got gifts and callings, yet somehow you are been on the back burner and you don't understand why. And it could very well be because just like Jesus had to grow in favor with God and man, that there are things not being released because of things that we have said or been party to that has caused us to literally be outside the camp. But as leadership, we should pray and pray for restoration, because God is a God of mercy and love, and He wants you. He wants all of us to come into the place with all our gifts and callings and be alive in what God has called us to be. And it's a beautiful thing when we all step into that place instead of, you know, the worldly way of trying to get ahead in the church, you know, like stepping on people or I've got this gift and I. instead of surrendering to Him and saying, place me, I will be your humble servant, like He placed Moses, who was the most humble one of them all, as leader. Why is that? Because He knew He could trust the heart like that. We got to step up into greatness. He wants greatness out of His body. And if we've cursed our own selves by speaking against, but it's taking the leaders to cry out. The ones that we have accused, that we have criticized, are the ones that will cry out for mercy for you. The hand that is as against the heart of leadership, it takes the heart, will become leprous. That's why it was up for hours and hours to remember it. The hand that is against the heart will become, the heart of the leader will become leprous, but it takes the heart of the leader to make it clean.
I think what we'll do is I'd like to just take 2 or 3 minutes and we'll just be quiet, right? I think we should all just wait on the Lord. See if He brings anything up. Is there something you've said to a leader? Is there something you've done? Like, it's the hand, so it could be something that you've done, right? We'll take a few minutes and we'll repent privately of that. Okay. Then I think what I'm going to do is I'll get some of the pastors who are here. We've got Mal and Joyce. We've got Pastor Brent as well. Because the word was, something in the leadership will heal us if we have done this. The heart of leadership is what will heal us. Right? So I'm going to ask them to pray over us. A blessing. Right? And then I'm going to ask Jan to pray that there will be freedom in the prophetic too, that we would take our rightful place. You know, John the Apostle was a prophet. At the Last Supper, his head was rested on Jesus so he could hear the Father's heartbeat. Right? That's the place where the prophetic should be. So I'm going to ask Jan to pray for that. But I think we should take a few minutes, first of all, and just ask the Lord, is there someone who I've wounded in leadership? Is there someone that I've said things behind their back? Is there someone that I've done something in an ungodly manner? And then we'll move on, okay?